This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. We have learned from our study of mercy that mercy, by its very definition, is not something that we are obligated to give. If it were, mercy would cease to be mercy and become more of a form of justice. But how then do we understand the many commands given to us in Scripture that obligate us as a responsibility before God to extend mercy to those in need? If mercy is commanded of us, then is it no longer mercy? Well, we do have an obligation, a responsibility, a command to be merciful. But that obligation is not to other men, but to God. The responsibility is one before God. Men cannot command us to be merciful to them, but God can. And to those who understand and have received mercy from God, extending mercy to others is something that flows from love, just as God's mercy to us flows from love. It must also be noted that when Jesus said in Matthew 5:7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy," he was not saying that our being merciful was a condition of receiving mercy from God. Actually, it's just the opposite. We must receive God's mercy before we can truly be merciful. Our ability to extend mercy to others flows from one who has received mercy from God. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.